Normally in our talks and conversations, we usually end with a story. But today we'll start with a story and then end with a commentary. You can imagine yourself being in your own house and having a dream and the dream that you see is about a lot of people. Captivated by this force, hypnotized, if you can say, that they felt like they can't go anywhere. It's like being in prison. And yet they do not know that they're in prison. That this force is not a good thing for them. But the promise it has is a lure that captivates their own yearning and desires. And as everyone is in this spell, you are trying to say, what is going on? Can they see? Don't they know? And then you hear in your inner, you hear an inner voice, like something talking to you. And you are watching this all on the screen. It's a dream. And the first thing you heard is from the book of Isaiah 43, verses 11 to 19. But I will just quote this briefly. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not see it? This verse encourages us to forget the former things, the desires that has allowed us to be lured by this force that has imprisoned our minds, our lives. And that we must not dwell on the past. In verse 18 of this, God says, Even I am he who remembers your sins no more. Take that in for a minute. Don't dwell in the past. God says, it does not matter what you've done in the past. I am the one who remembers your sins no more. You are forgiven. I've erased it. My grace has set you free from that prison that we put ourselves. God even went further and makes it clear, apart from me, there is no Savior. Take that in again. God said, apart from me, there is no Savior. I chuckled when we started singing El Shaddai, Shaddai Elohim. Because Shaddai, El Shaddai represents that divine force that created. And Elohim is the God of hosts. God owns it all, everything. So there is no other Savior anywhere except God. And when we hear that, it begins to dawn on us. There is no other way for us to live our life fully and enjoy the blessings of God. And the only way is by giving our life to that Christ consciousness that is in you and I. He's our best friend. He's never left. He knows when to take us over the hump. He knows when to tell us, take this. He knows when to say, just stay home because it's going to be, the rain is going to be pouring. He knows when the snow will pour and then it will turn into ice. It's your best friend. He doesn't imprison us. He frees us. Let us live in freedom. Some of us need to live in freedom. All of us need to live in freedom. We need to know there is no other Savior. And we need to be reminded, who is the Lord of our life? So we need to be assured that through that Christ consciousness that is in you and everything, God will indeed do a new thing in all our lives. Whatever it is that will make you victorious and fully realized and live in total freedom where nothing can oppress us. Nothing, absolutely nothing. That's what God meant when he said, I do a new thing. You don't have to worry about nobody. You don't have to worry about anything seducing you or captivating you, like we saw. And that way, we will not be living in any form of prison of our own making. Because we know there are so many prisons that we've been trapped behind. Prisons, bars of greed, selfishness, addiction, you name it, it goes on. And in that dream that I say, you imagine, join me seeing this. After seeing how souls have been captivated, I said, Lord, I want to know why. I want to know, can you talk to me? So I had a dream. I dreamed I had an interview with God. So the good Lord said, so you would like to interview me, huh? I said, yes, sirree, if you have the time. And God smiled. My time is eternity. Do we get this? When it comes to God, there is no time. But we know we do this in a timely fashion, isn't it? Oh, this must be done. It's like, because it is true that that's how we end up imprisoning ourselves, instead of knowing that the Christ in you and I in all things has always been there from the beginning of our creation. It's never left. But we think, okay, past incarnation. What is past? Forget the past. God's man, my time is eternity. What question do you have in mind for me? I say, Lord, what surprises you most about humankind? We all know how humans are, we are, aren't we? God answered that they get bored with childhood. They rush to grow up and then long to be children again. I'm sure I'm not the only one who went through that. When I saw kids going to school before it was my age, I couldn't wait to go to school. Kindergarten and all of that, then elementary school. I couldn't wait to go to high school, or here, maybe middle school, then high school. Then I couldn't wait to go to college because I wanted to be done with school. I thought the adults were enjoying life, isn't it? Look at that, they get to do whatever they want. Then I got out of college. Then I learned I have to pay my rent to live in a place. I have to pay for all of it. Got married, have children, we do all of this. And then we wish somebody would just take away all that responsibility, isn't it? So that we can just live freely. So let me repeat that. God answered that they got bored with childhood. They rushed to grow up and then longed to be children again. That they lose their health to make money and then lose their money to restore their health. We know what is going on, don't we? We've seen that. That by thinking anxiously about the future, we know, I have. They forget the present. So that they live in neither the present nor the future. Do we get this? That they live as if they will never die and die as though they had never lived. Because most of us, when they talk about death and all of that, we're all freaking out as if this is a permanent home. Instead of embracing it, like, look, there comes in the life of a human being that you will have to shed this body and go back home. Instead of hugging life. So God's hand took mine and we were silent for a while. Why do we think we were silent? Because that's the nature of God. God doesn't talk much, but we talk even over ourselves. We forget what we are saying. We keep talking. And that's why the expression, learn to listen. And then the process of learning to listen, you will listen to learn. And then I ask, remember we're silent now. And then I ask, as a parent, asking God this, as a parent, what are some of life's lessons you want your children to learn? And God says, oh, okay. You really want to know? Yes, Papa. Yes, Mama. Lord. Well, I want them to know, to learn they cannot make anyone love them. You cannot make anyone love you. Period. All they can do is let themselves be loved. Are we getting this? Because that's how the world has catered and gone into chaos. We want people to love us, and when they don't feel it, then we feel we're less than human, isn't it? We judge ourselves. Why won't, you know? God continued and said, to learn that it is not good to compare themselves to others. See, this is God acting as a parent, telling us, okay, you want to live in that freedom and enjoy, please remember this. To learn to forgive by practicing forgiveness. How many times have we held malice in our like, you, oh, wait till I'm done with you. Remember the queen that told Elijah that, wait till I'm done with you, you think you do this? And Elijah ran off. You know? To learn to forgive by practicing forgiveness. And Jesus taught that, didn't he? To learn that it only takes a few seconds to open profound wounds in those they love. And it can take many years to heal them. So, you know, choose your word wisely. Reflect on what you are about when your mind goes into that thing. Because you might say it and you can't take it back. It's like a broken freshet. And it may take a gazillion years to heal. How many times has a thought come to us and we let it sit and we're still fighting to get rid of that thought because it made us less than who we are. It made us judge ourselves. The Lord continued, he said, let my children know to learn that a rich person is not one who has the most, but is one who needs the least. Think about that. And that's why Jesus said, look, I didn't come for those who are already healed, who are already healthy. I came for the one who are sick. So Jesus said, well, look, we've already provided for you, so fine. Just use it wisely. Let me go take care of those who don't have any. Remember the story of the 100 sheep, one got, you know, and he left the 99 to go retrieve the other. To learn that a rich person is not one who has the most, but is one who needs the least. The Lord continued, to learn that there are people who love them dearly, but simply have not yet learned how to express or show their feelings. We know people like that. Do you know anyone like that? Who? Who do any of you know like that? You yourself. You haven't learned to show that you love yourself. And yet, you can't help it. You love yourself. That's how you are created. We're created in love. But yet, we're struggling to show it because the others won't be judging and putting ourselves down and judging others. Let me repeat that. To learn that there are people who love them dearly. The Spirit of God in you, in your soul, loves you dearly. But simply have not learned how to express or show their feelings. Because you cannot relate to that, so you cannot even know that you are loved. Do we get this? Because if we are loved, we won't be looking forward to somebody loving us. Love connects to love anywhere he sees it. It doesn't need any approval. It just connects. It's a natural flow of things. Just like when we meet people that you can't help it, you just like them. What can you do about it? You just like them. The world might be falling apart and they're telling you, oh, that one is pagan and all. You can't help it. Well, I love what I love. That's it. What that finds its own level. Love finds its own connection. To learn that two people can look at the same thing and see it differently. Otherwise, this country won't be where it is. The whole world won't be where it is. Because we're always trying to change somebody's personality. That's who they are. Leave them alone. Manage yours, you know. Just because you don't see things the same way doesn't mean you can't get along. You can get along and sing Kumbaya, you know. The Lord continues to say, to learn that it is not enough that they forgive one another, but they must also forgive themselves. Because what I know is, you can't give what you don't have. If you say you forgive somebody and you haven't forgiven, then that forgiveness is not true. Then I said to the good Lord, thank you for your time. Because I know God is not into the business of talking for forever. You know, keep it simple, get it done. Okay, let's move on. Let's live in silence. I said humbly, thank you for your time. And I asked, Lord, is there anything else you would like your children to know? I know we are wrapping this up. God smiled and said, just know that I'm here always. Just know that I'm here always. No matter what, I'm here always with you and life is good. Just know that I'm here always. May we always remember that. Amen.